everyone. Welcome back to Pilots by Affinity Stream Podcast. I'm Kentrell, joined as always by Sarah. How are you, Sarah?
Hi, I'm good. How about you?
Great. Today we're going to be doing season one, episode one of Bodies, titled You're Dead Already, 2023, currently streaming on Netflix, released October 19th, 2023. Before we get started, please, guys, follow us, subscribe, like.
Social media.
That's right, social media. Instagram, Facebook, YouTube. We are at Affinity Streaming. We'd really appreciate it. So the show Bodies is a British crime and science fiction limited series. It's actually based on a graphic novel by DC Vertigo. I didn't know that. I just found that out. So something we should go back and read. I believe it was 8 episodes total. But of course, we've only watched the pilot for this podcast. It's called You're Dead Already. So in 2023, Detective Hassan discovers a dead body on Long Harvest Lane in Whitechapel, while in 1941, 1890, and 2050, the same body is found.
Yeah.
Tell us what you thought about this initial episode.
At the very beginning, it starts with, well, spoilers are ahead.
So. Spoilers are definitely ahead, yeah.
what I saw, like, when they saw, like, they show, like, they found, like, a body naked on the floor. It was, like, very weird. And also, this was that this man, this young man, like, running and told to the police, like, I didn't do it, or said something like that to the police. Because he was on the crime scene, and she found out, and the naked body was there. It was, like, very, like, confusing. And the thing got even more confused, because in different, like, timelines, the body was also there, naked, the same age, everything the same, same position, everything. So it was a little, like, a mental puzzle, I think, for... like as a structure of the thing, which I liked it a lot because it's kind of new. Because it's like, I'm wondering how they're gonna like unravel, like develop all of this, like this concept, you know, having like the same body, same age, same crime scene, like in different like timelines. Like I thought it was like 4 different timelines.
4 different timelines. Yeah.
Yes. So. Yeah, they, in the introduction, like this first one, they settle like how the body is found in each timeline, which then they introduce also the other like main characters that they're like all the detectives and police people. And that was good. Also, there's another thing that it's very different. Sometimes they share the screen with the different like timings, which I'm not sure if I liked it yet. So because they're showing like, yeah, like at the same time on the screen, like the different timelines at the same time. So it's just very short. It's just a transition like style, which is different. Yeah. And I appreciate it that it's different, but I don't know. I liked it, you know?
I think that was paying homage to the comic book with the panels.
Yeah. And the, yeah, I guess. You know, yeah, because it felt like it, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. I guess if we had known it was based on a graphic novel at that time, it probably would have made more sense. But
yeah.
It's pretty cool. So tell us, how did you discover this show? Because you brought this show to me. I'd never heard of it. How did you hear the show? What made you want to do this one?
I liked a lot of like crime and detective and these kind of stuff, like stories, and I guess my algorithm on Netflix it's very like loyal to those type of things.
Okay.
So the Netflix algorithm. Yeah, I think so. And also, I mean, I don't know, like because also I check like the little trailer to see if it's like, because you know, like sometimes they're selling something and that's completely different. So I saw the trailer and it was like, that it's interesting to like, you know, to check it out because it looks like different, you know?
Right.
So
So of the four, there's four main detectives here. Charles Whiteman, played by Jacob Fortune Lloyd. He's the 1940s Jewish cop who's dealing with anti-Semitism and World War II. And then there's 2023, Emeka Okafor plays the cop Shahira, Detective Shahira Hassan. Yeah. 1890, we get Alfred Hillinghead, played by Kyle Soler. And in 2053, we get Constable Maplewood, played by Shira Haas. Those four detectives, which one was your favorite? Which story are you finding more interesting?
I like the girls. I like the current timeline, like the 2023 and the 2053s.
Yeah.
So I like both. I don't know, like, I didn't engage very much with the other two stories going on. Which the thing is, like, the good part of it is, like, they're all of them, like, investigating the same, like, case. Mm-hmm. But the surroundings and, like, what's going on by their all on their lives and on the society is very different. So they handle, like, different, like, obstacles. And, yeah, that part is good. I like that. I like that because everyone, like, has their own thing, you know. And but I think what I like the most is, like, the future. The future
person, yeah.
And then goes, and that's, like, the was, like, the contemporary timeline. And then,
okay.
And then the story with the photographer and the journalist, I think, is, like, that I like the most. And the least is, like, the other one that he's, like, he has, like, these phone, like, secret phone calls that we don't know yet, like, who's calling and who's working with. And that's also, like, intriguing. So it's also, like, a good part. But I don't know. I'm more engaged with the girls.
Nice. So overall, did you?
What about you?
I actually like the guy you like the least.
Really?
The phone call? 1940s, yeah. Just because.
Why?
I don't want to tell you that I finished it already, and I know.
Well, you playing now? That's not. You have to base your decision based on, like,
yeah,
the first.
I know, episode. On the first episode, I know. But it's your fault because you gave me the show, and I loved it so much. I just ran right through it. It was only 8 episodes. But based on the first episode, then I guess I'll go with the lady detective in our current times, because she has a lot going on with her family. You don't know really what's happening with that kid. And it's a lot going on. For the first episode, she has a lot going on. And You're Dead Already. It was directed by Marco Cruzen Painter and written by Paul Tomlin. I didn't realize it was a British show, but I guess that makes sense since everyone in it is British. So the big question is, are you going to finish this series?
I think so. Yeah. Okay. Because it's also, I like this, that mini series that they do, like, 8-10 episodes and they're, like, finish it, like, kind of like a super long movie.
Yeah.
I feel like they have, like, their time to explain your, like, themselves and to, like, display everything with those, like, 8-10 episodes. But you have an end, you know. It's not like, I don't know, Lost or Game of Thrones, that if you want to start that, it's like a huge commitment, right? You know. And in these ones, they're like a good stories, and you don't need, like, to perpetuate and elongate, like, because you're making money, you know. This one's like ending, well, like beginning and ending, you know, that you have these episodes. And yeah, I feel like I'm gonna, yeah.
And with all the snow we had, we can just watch it in one day and be done. Just
hanging out at home. Yeah.
Yeah, it's hanging out at home. Awesome. Here on our pilot show, we have a rating system of pretty simple: hated it, liked it, loved it. I'm going to let you go first, Sarah. Go ahead and give us your rating of this episode of Bodies.
I like it. I really love it. I didn't love it because, I don't know, I needed something else. The hook wasn't too strong for me.
Okay.
So, but I will keep watching. Yeah, it was maybe won't be my priority, but I will keep watching. And what about?
But because after I watched it, I went straight through it. I'm gonna say I loved it. Based on, it did hook me, especially with the ending of the first episode. Did I love it more than what?
Smallville.
Yeah, stop playing. Stop.
Okay, no. After Smallville, which one was like the most impactful for you? Like TV show, not movie.
Of all the shows we've watched, I guess that'd be Queen Charlotte.
The first one is good. World
Can't Tear Me Down. Bodies. I think Bodies, or maybe The Terror. The Terror was probably second to Smallville.
Terror is dark.
Yeah, but I enjoyed The Terror so much. And Bodies is probably third. Queen Charlotte's fourth. And I haven't watched another episode of This World Can't Tear Me Down, so I don't know.
No, that needs a lot of like mental power.
A lot of mental power, yeah.
Yeah.
So, all right. Is there anything else you want to mention about this episode before we wrap it up?
No, I do recommend it if they're like crime and mysterious and solving cases, like police. How is the genre called it? Like,
I guess, just crime drama or detective drama.
I think there's like a specific name, but okay, whatever. Like, yeah, like crime scene things, more detective. Like, I would recommend it. I mean, it's on Netflix. I think everyone has Netflix.
Yeah.
So, if it's snowing where you live, you can start this show.
Sit down and start it. Yeah. Awesome. All right, guys, thanks for joining us. We will see you next time on Pilots. We don't know which pilot yet, but we'll get there.
I have some in mind.
All right. Well, thanks for Sarah. I'm Petro. We'll see you next time on Pilots by Benny Jim. Bye-bye.
Yes, bye-bye.